G'day everyone, in this video I'm up again in the snow in the Australian high country in winter. It's freezing conditions tonight and I have to survive by finding a secret shack because I don't have any shelter with me. I've been tipped off about this shack and I need to try and find it to get through the night. I'm also with only traditional gear that a bushman or a bushwalker from 100 years ago would have had on him. Guys, stick around, it's going to be a good video. G'day all, welcome back to another video. In this video, I'm up in the snow line again, and I'm doing this as, you know, very late 1800s, early 1900s bushwalker, or traditional bushman type of gear. Now, I'm on a pretty popular track, but I will be going off track, and I'm going to be trying to shelter tonight in a bit of a hidden hut. It's a bit of a well-kept secret, this one. Now, I put it out there on my Instagram a few weeks ago about, you know, ideas of where I could go, and I was tipped off about this certain shack. So I just want to give a big shout out to Aaron. Thank you, mate, for letting me know about this one. And because it's more on the down low, I'm probably going to be keeping the location of this shack a bit of a quiet one, if you know what I mean. I hope you guys understand that. And we had a big dump of snow over the weekend, down to, I think, like 700 meters. So plenty of coverage is gonna be up here. I'm really looking forward to spending the night sheltering in a hut in this very wet, snowy environment. I'm actually getting a bit of a sweat up, so I might just have a stop and have a break and cool down, just because I'm wearing cotton undergarments as a base layer and just want to keep an eye on you know, the sweat. I'm not sweating too much, but don't really want to get them wet. So yeah, I might find somewhere to just have a sit and have a drink and cool down. I might talk about some of my clothing I'm wearing. This is a nice rock to sit on. Now, for this trip, this is the first time I've come out into the snow with no oil skin stuff and also no modern day snow boots. So these are my new boots that I'm rocking, and these are Rossi Mulga boots. Now, I'm not supported by them. They didn't send this out for free. I purchased these with my own money, and I was looking for kind of handcrafted leather boots, authentic to what could have been worn by the old timers, and also Australian brand. So these kind of tick the box for me within my price range, and so far I really like them. A little bit slippery on the icy stuff, but that's to be expected. Now, I did prepare them for this trip by giving them a bit of a wax, which is made for leather boots, and I heated up the boots first with like a hairdryer so that the wax can really get right into, you know, those pores or whatever, or really get into the leather. And so far, pretty good. I've stepped in a few puddles and they feel very dry. I also had to break these in. When you get new leather boots, it's good to break them in, soak them in water 24 hours, and then go for a long walk in them and for a few days, and they are super comfortable right now. I absolutely love them. Now, I'm also rocking woolen putties for what you call gaiters, and these were very common in the early 1900s, and yeah, these feel great on me. I am wearing cotton underlayers, but besides that, everything is wool. Woolen pants, a woolen shirt from Pendleton, and check out this. This was actually a bargain. I got this at an op shop. This is a woolen vest, and it's very hard to find woolen stuff, especially 100% woolen stuff, in op shops these days, because now as things are getting recycled, there's a lot of synthetics, so finding wool, you can find cotton stuff, but finding wool in an op shop is a bargain. So I got onto that straight away. And so it's actually really nice to do a snow trip without any modern snow boots or even with any oilskin stuff and see how just the wool goes. I mean, I'm not expecting any rain on this trip. So, you know, I will be a little bit more dry, but yeah, it feels really good to be in full traditional gear for this one. All right, I'm going off track now. Mind you, there is a little trail that I'm following that I've been tipped off on. And now the fella, Aaron, who tipped me off about this, he was actually here over the weekend. So he said he left me some firewood. So that'll be good to see what's there. Now there are footprints that I can follow, following old mate who obviously camped here on the weekend, but something was stalking old mate. That is a big bloody footprint. That's my hand, okay? So, dog? I don't know. What about the legendary black panther? That's probably more likely dog, but it's a big bloody dog, or it's a wombat. Who knows? Let me know in the comments what you think, but I'm glad I'm sleeping inside a hut tonight. Far out. That is a bloody big mountain ash. And then these lower slopes of the Australian Alps, so not on the alpine line where there's no trees, or even where the snow gums are, a little bit lower where I am, at that kind of, you know, 1,000 meter mark, you get these beautiful mountain ash, and they are so big and they grow super tall so that they can get right up into the sun. I think this creek is my water source for this little camp. I mean, I got a lot, plenty of snow to melt, but if I need water, I'll be coming to this creek. So apparently I'm pretty close to the hut once I reach the creek. Looks like I'm on the home run. There she is. Awesome. Wow. Very cool.
Bloody awesome.
Check it out. I'm liking that up there. Good little fireplace in here. Man, I love it. Couple of bunks. This is all you need. That might be the firewood that Aaron left me. Thanks for that, Aaron. Got a bush saw. Oh, I love these high country. Love these high country huts. Oh, this is awesome. What a cool place to spend the night tonight. Now, as with all high country huts, there's lots of stuff in here. We've got some kerosene, fire lighters. Geez, that'll come in handy. High country hut code is, if you can leave food, leave food, because you never know if someone gets stranded out here in bad weather. There's some lots of lanterns and even some kerosene over here, which is really helpful. And some, I brought a little grill, but there's a grill here, and awesome. This is a cool hut, that's for sure. And it looks very spidery, lots of spider webs and stuff like that, but I'm not worried at all. In summer, this would be I'd hate camping in a hut like this because it'd just be full of spiders, maybe snakes even. But in the winter, in the freezing conditions, you know, they go into some kind of hibernation. So they're not really around. So I'm not really worried about that.
Not at all. And it's going to be cold tonight. It's like -5, -6 degrees. So, whew, I'll be in the hut, that's for sure.
Just checking out the fireplace behind here.
Pretty cool, actually.
There's a little piece of paper, laminated paper, and they're giving a little bit of history of the hut. This was built in early 1900s, like 1940s, and it was basically for a hut for skiers to be able to resort to. They reckon that back in those days, in the early 1900s, this area was much better for skiing. They had more regular snow dumps, thicker snow dumps, and a lot of the area was actually burnt, so it was mostly grassy plains, so easier to ski. A lot of the regrowth has come up now, so it's very thick and dense bush. It's not really the best for skiing up here. But yeah, it's a really, really cool hut, and it was cool just to hear that a lot of the wood was actually built from the mountain ash that was in this area. And then horse and cart brought up the tin, the corrugated iron. So yeah, a bit of history to this hut, and it's a bit of a secret, so I'm not going to blast it out there how to get here. But yeah, it's a cool little hut. And apparently the fireplace, they reckon, always smokes. So I might be in for a bit of a smoky sleep tonight. It says you can rather inhale some smoke or be cold outside. So it's going to be bloody cold tonight, so I'd rather be inside. And another thing is I love the horseshoe. The horseshoe always needs to be facing up. And I got told off when I hung my horseshoe facing down one time. Horseshoe's meant to be facing up because they catch the luck, the good luck apparently, if you're superstitious like that. So it doesn't really bother me, but I always hang my horseshoes facing up now.
I was actually feeling a little bit cold, a little bit chilled, even though it's a beautiful sunny day. And I did notice that my cotton underlayer there, if you have a look, was damp from sweat. And you just got to be mindful. You just got to be mindful of that stuff when you're wearing cotton, because that is a little damp. I've taken out that underlayer, and yeah, the sun is shining, getting rid of that sweat. That'll warm up, and then I can chuck it back on tonight. So in the meantime, I'm in the wool, and it's really beautiful. Oh, time to chuck the drinks in the fridge. Or, sorry, in the esky, I should say. Look, there's plenty of firewood in there for tonight, but I'll probably cut up a little bit of firewood anyway, just so I can replenish it for the next person who comes along. So, yeah, like I said, there's enough in there, but it's about paying it forward kind of thing. Someone left firewood for me. I'm going to use that dry firewood. This stuff is wet, but I'll stack it back in there after I've used that firewood, so that it dries out, so the next person has dry firewood. And that's what it's about up in the high country with the high country huts. Leave some firewood for the next person. There is I did look on the map for this area, and it looked like there's a little trail that goes up this way, up the mountain a bit, and it looks like there's an area with some big granite rocks. It looked really cool, so I might go check that out and have a bit of a wander. Now, it's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Spend an hour or so going exploring, and it'll get pretty cold around 4:30, 5 o'clock. Gets pretty dark quickly in the winter here. It's a bit nippy. I might chuck on the Jack Stillman poncho. I brought this out here really as a ground sheet to lay on, and but you know, I might actually wear it. Oh, if there was a trail here at one point, it's definitely overgrown. I don't know how far I want to go, because I'm pushing through dense scrub,
and to find my way back, I do not want to get lost out here. So I'll just go for a little bit of a wander. Oh, something big again is walking through here. I don't know what that is. A dog or something.
So, guys, I just wanted to have a little bit of a chat in regards to the channel and some ideas that I've got. You know, the future of YouTube, you never know where it's going to go, because in Australia, I know by the end of the year, you're going to have to do ID or age verification or whatever to use YouTube in Australia. Some people are unhappy with that, probably drop off from YouTube, so you just don't know. It's very fickle relying on YouTube. So, but I have started to think about other ways, maybe some merch or things like that, you know. I think I'll definitely start making some stickers and patches and stuff like that. But with merch, it's a little bit hard, because you know, the common merch that most people go for are t-shirts and hoodies and caps, and I don't know, that's just not me. Like, I don't actually wear that stuff, so if I'm not going to wear it, I don't want to sell stuff that I wouldn't actually wear. So, you know, I'm someone who'll wear flannels and things like that, but I don't know. Do you guys have any ideas of stuff that you might be interested in? Whether it's handcrafted stuff you've seen me do, or whether it's, yeah, some kind of a merch or something like that. Yeah, just floating around some ideas, just thinking about it. Love to hear your thoughts. Put them in the comments if you have any. Otherwise, it's getting later. The sun is now dropping down. You can feel that coldness creeping in. I'm going to go back to the hut and start a fire. Now, for anyone who's wondering, there's probably a few people who probably might know the general area I'm in. Looks a bit familiar. And they might be thinking, oh, you're in National Park, you know. Well, actually, no, I'm on the border. So I mean, the hut, I do believe, is in State Forest, which is why you can, you know, have a little fire there and stuff like that. But tomorrow, I will walk into the National Park, and I might climb up a summit and have a look at some views. It's really nice to be out here. It's a beautiful day, and tomorrow's going to be even more beautiful. Now, in regards to where I'm going to sleep in here tonight, the bunks are bloody manky as and old and rotted, and you'll fall through them, and I don't like the look of them, to be honest. So I think the best bet is to just lay out here. I mean, it'll be a bit uncomfortable. I've got a sheepskin to lie on. I think that's going to be the best bet. And then I do have there my cotton duck down quilt, which is meant to be rated to -5, but I don't know if it does get down to... I've been in some pretty cold conditions before and felt pretty cold in that, but if I'm next to a fire, I should be okay. Will I keep the fire going all night? Probably not. I don't want to use up too much wood here, but I'll definitely crank it up to maybe midnight or something like that, then leave it and go to sleep, and then maybe, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, start it up again. Who knows? Now, it's quite dark in here, so I might actually see if I can get one of these lanterns working. Time to chuck on some possum and merino knit and Kew Peak oil. Oh. Oh, there we go. There we go. Really is beautiful coming out to places like this.
It's cold. The hat's coming off and the woolen beanie's going on. Oh, I think it's time to start that fire, but when I saw this, I tried to make out what it says, and I think it says, logic gives man what he needs. Magic gives him what he wants. I think that's pretty cool. I'm gonna go start the magic of a fire now though. These are these little, they're like a fibrous natural fire starter matches. And these kind of things would have been around early 1900s when this kind of hut was built anyway, so. My feet are really, really cold at the moment. So I'm gonna chuck on something that was given to me. Now check out these. James sent these out to me, so thank you so much, James. And they're like little booties. Sheepskin. So that is definitely going to warm up the legs. One of these little UGG booty things. Oh man. Oh yeah. That is just, now I'm in a happy place. For dinner, there's salt, some zucchini, and I also have a bunch of backstrap steak, which I'm looking forward to eating as well, so. Bit of salt. Bon appetit! Yum, yum. I lost like 5 zucchinis into the fire. Mmm. Oh. Nothing better. I need a beer to go with this. Whew. Very good. Thank you.
I think I'm going to have permanent back problems after sleeping on this stone cobbled floor. Oh, it's cold. It was really cold last night. I need to get a fire going. Fire, 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 fire.
Fire is quite literally life out in these conditions. Oh, I'm shivering. I got through the night okay. My quilt did really well. I was cold, like I kept tossing and turning throughout the night and having to sleep in fetal position, but like it kept me, I was still able to sleep, so it's a win-win.
For brekkie, I got a couple of venison sausages. Let's see how these things taste.
Man, these things were amazing. I'll have to give them a bit of a wash at home, but for up in the snow, to keep your feet nice and warm, sheep booties. And these are apparently what shearers would wear when it was cold. So thank you so much, James, for that. But, time to put the shoes on. And I'm gonna go for a little wander up into the national park and climb a summit and yeah, have a look around, because it's a beautiful day and not keen to go home right now, not when it's this beautiful outside. One thing you always need to do with these huts is before you leave, make sure you put the fire fully out with water. Now when I come to these huts, I usually like to bring something with me to leave in them, because people leave stuff and it just helps out. I didn't think about that this time around, so what I did notice is there's a lot of stuff like sugar and food, and there's little pots and stuff like that, but there's no cutlery. So I clean my cutlery and I'm gonna leave it here. So in case the next person who comes here, they didn't bring cutlery, they'll have some stuff here. They can use a fork to cook on. Someone tell me what on earth was that? What kind of footprints does that belong to? Through the obstacle course. Okay, so I've just come off the main trail and I'm gonna look for somewhere to hide my pack. Check my pack there, and then I'm just going to take the essentials I need with me.
I'm on top of the plateau now, and these snow gums are beautiful. I love the colours of snow gums. Oh, Australian high country in the snow is just incredible. Anyway, there's a bit of a lookout up here. I'll probably end there. It's quite a slog getting up here. I'm sweating. Check it out. Some kind of a plane. That's really nice. And there you have it. An old plane. This was probably used for grazing cattle back in the day, and then a bit later on, maybe early 1900s, for skiing and for recreation for people living in the town. So it's just amazing to come out to these places and just soak it all in, soak in the beauty of it. But then think about the old timers who were out here long before us, pioneering the land. You know, whether it was the skiers of the 1900s or the stockmen of the late 1800s, and you know, the indigenous who came up here as well and lived in these areas. It's just so special coming out to places like this and imagining, history gone by and what it was like here. Absolutely beautiful. And that hut I stayed in tonight was a real treat. So again, thank you, Aaron, so much for tipping me off on that one. Otherwise, I might just enjoy the scenery for a bit and then head on back down to the car. And yeah, that'll be it for this trip, but it's been so beautiful. Down we go. Let's see. Ah, good. My bag's still there. No one took it. Oh, well, there's a sight for sore eyes. That's the sound you want to hear.